This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Robots of the Company.
Sphinx, you're out of your tiny French positronic brain.
No, mon ami, I am not out of my tiny French positronic brain, but I shall be when I drink my fill of wine. But now, I must hand you over to Dr. Grease Monkey, who has a few words for you. Take it away, Doc Monk.
Thank you, Sphinx. Hello. This is your arch nemesis, Dr. Grease Monkey, speaking. And I just wanted to say, you're all going to die in extremely horrible and excruciatingly painful ways.
And now, the exciting continuation. Here we go again, it's Robots of the Company, episode number 412, Escape from Grease Monkey Mountain, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
I'll have one of those fruity drinks with the umbrella in it.
What flavor, sir?
What have you got?
Mango, cherry, grape, kitten, orange pineapple, and a tropical punch.
What was that?
Which one, sir?
The one between grape and orange pineapple.
Mango, cherry?
No.
Mine!
No, wait. You never even said lime.
Yes, I did, sir.
No, I never once heard you use the word lime.
Sir is mistaken. Lime is one of our most popular flavors. Which shall it be, sir?
I know what I heard, and I definitely heard... Look, never mind. Just bring me a tropical punch.
Right. Kitten, yes, sir?
Wait, I knew she said it. I said tropical punch. Damn, if she brings me a kitten-flavored drink, I'll...
Hello, Gigi.
Squeak! How the hell did you find me?
It wasn't too difficult. I just happened to find the only resort hotel on the planet. I had a feeling I'd find you here.
All right, that takes care of how. But now the why. Why are you here?
Why do you think, GD?
Oh, I don't know. To play shuffleboard? I have no clue. You're following me, aren't you?
Look, I had to find you. Captain Putsch is planning to leave the planet, and I didn't want to leave you behind. I couldn't.
Oh, no. Why leave me here in a 5-star luxury resort? Jeez.
Well, that's great, if you're the sort of bot who likes that kind of thing.
Well, let me think about it a minute, Squeak. Of course I'm the sort of bot who likes that kind of thing.
Listen, GD, you can't stay here on Bob. Your life is with us.
Oh, really? My life is meant to be stuck with a group of unappreciative bots who live on board a rust bucket of an old cargo ship bound for nowhere. It doesn't sound all that appealing when I put it like that, Squeak. So thanks, but no thanks. I'm quite happy here, assuming they get the drinks right.
Oh, GD, stop thinking of yourself for once and realize that someone actually cares about you.
Someone cares about me? Just think about what you just said, Squeak. I always think of myself. Always. So how could anybody care about me? And why would I want them to?
You have a valid point. I don't know why someone should care. I don't know why someone would give up their family, risk losing their friends, and dare to risk their very life to find you. Why did I do those things if I didn't care, GD?
Beats me. Now where's that waitress with my fruity drink?
Fine. If that's how you really want it, I'm going back. I'm going to help our friends repair the Titan One and get off this planet. And for all I care, GD, you can stay here and rust until you fall apart.
Your drink, sir. Enjoy.
Damn. I knew it. Hey, Squeak, wait up.
Boy, I really screwed up this time.
Hey, little guy.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Why the long face? I mean, your face isn't any longer than usual, but somehow you seem less cheerful than normal to me. Maybe it's the way your face panel is a particularly dark shade of blue today. And the frown it shows. And the tear it's simulating, running down your faceplate. And the way you're just slowly moving along. And the way your voice sounds. And, Aw, you get it.
Huh?
Or maybe you don't. Let me think just how to put this. Why are you so sad, Briscoe?
Oh, because I really let my crewmates down. I failed to protect them from Dr. Grease Monkey. And now they could all be within his clutches for all I know, being crushed into billions of tiny pieces or maybe even melted down into molten liquid. And if that's happening, then it's all my fault.
That's quite a problem. Maybe try the wishing well?
No, not in the mood.
Yeah, that thing's dangerous anyway. Can I help in any way?
Can you give me a new life?
Well, no. Sorry.
Then I guess it comes down to moping and feeling bad about myself.
So it seems. Oh well, have fun.
Well, thanks, Dave. At least you tried.
Poor little fella. Wish I could help. Oh well. More sitting. No moving. Rooted to the ground. Stuck here. No one to talk to. And he thinks his life sucks.
Oh boy, where the hell are we?
You don't know? I thought you were meant to be our great leader.
Well, I don't know everything, Zimtron.
Well, you suck.
Oh, just shut up and let me think. Shinwei, you with us?
Just about, Captain. What hit us?
Some light beam Dr. Grease Monkey shot at us.
Boffin, any ideas?
I'd say it was a robo-deactivon node.
Well, thanks for clearing that up. Some more information would be helpful.
Oh, sorry. Well, you see, in simple terms, it's a robot deactivation device. It projects a beam of light that, when pointed at a robot or group of robots, renders them deactivated for a short period of time.
So why didn't you just say that to begin with?
I think Boffin just loves to spout nonsensical technobabble to make himself sound smarter than everyone else. He really enjoys coming off all superior. It's the chief reason we just don't get along. That and, just because.
I've said it before. Say it again. Shut up, Zimtron! All right. I think we better have a roll call to make sure everybody's here. Zimtron, Shinwei, Boffin, and the computer, you can sit this one out. Mainly because I don't want to hear Zimtron say one more word, but also because I just talked to you guys. Okay. Payload?
Here and ready for duty, Skipper.
Good. Trevor?
Oh, I'm here, Captain, but I'm not too fond of this decor.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, Trevor, but... Oh, well. Kika?
I'm here. But I really wish I hadn't stuck around with you guys all this time.
Can't say as I blame you. Am I forgetting anyone?
I think you forgot Briscoe, Pudge.
At this point, I wish I could forget him.
Pipe down, computer. Anyway, Briscoe walked away before Dr. Grease Monkey showed up, right? Well, now what?
We need a plan, Captain.
Yeah, we need to find a way to get out of this mess before we end up with scrap metal.
I'm all for that. The escaping pod. Not the scrap metal thing.
Oh, a clever plan. Yes, that's exactly what we need. Anyone got one?
Well, I have a few ideas, but I'd only be told to shut up again. So I'll just leave it to you guys.
Great. So we have nothing.
Yep. Par for the course.
Damn.
Oh, wait, I got one!
Really? Now this I've got to hear.
Yeah, let's hear it, Trev.
Well, I was thinking... We're on a planet where virtually anything is possible, right?
With you so far, yeah.
Well, suppose we just wish ourselves away from here and back in, say, the Banana Club. I mean, it could work, right?
Jeez, you're kidding me, right?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Trevor. But it's worth a try. So, okay, everyone. Let's all wish ourselves out of this situation and back in the comfort of the Banana Club. Ready? Go! Well, that didn't work, did it?
What a shock.
Hey, where's Trevor?
He's gone. It must have actually worked.
For him?
Doesn't that just figure? He gets out of here and I'm stuck awaiting certain doom with the rest of you. Typical.
It's no pleasure for the rest of us, computer.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe if he just really believed in it, while the rest of us didn't, we could always try again.
Oh, stick a sock in it.
Anyone for my idea?
No, Zimtron. Not as long as I'm captain. So you know the drill.
Yes, yes, I know. Shut up, Zimtron. You know, there may come a day when you aren't captain anymore.
That's true. It's gonna happen.
And then, it'll be my turn.
And that, Zimtron, is the day bananas will lay chickens.
Seen it, been there, done that, bought the t-shirt.
And you're not helping, computer.
And there I was, man, up on stage with these three huge giraffes. I mean, wow, would you believe it? It was pandemonium, man.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, Briscoe, dude.
Hi, Zipper. Hi, Trev.
Hello, Briscoe. Oh, nice. You're all right.
I suppose, if you can call it that.
Oh, well, you're certainly better off than the others.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. Like, Trevor here, he says if he's right, they're for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Oh, well, I don't think they see it that way. What with Dr. Grease Monkey threatening their imminent doom and destruction.
What? You know where they are, Trevor?
Oh, yes. I was just there with them. I managed to free myself by wishing myself out of there and back here. Doesn't seem to have worked for them. I wonder why.
That doesn't matter right now, Trev. I have to save them. Dr. Grease Monkey is ruthless, and it's time this ended once and for all, and it's my responsibility to make it right.
Steady on, man. That hero stuff can get you, like, killed.
Well, I don't care if it does. I failed my friends once, but I won't let it happen again, even if it does kill me. Is anyone here with me?
Oh, man. Sorry. I, like, haven't finished my drink yet.
Oh, well, I really should keep Zipper company, you know?
Yeah, it's, like, no fun drinking alone, little dude. Slippery slope, you know. Slippery slope. I went down it so many years ago.
Fine. Then it's up to me.
Hey, that little dude sure is determined.
Oh, yes, I know. It was rather inspiring, wasn't it? Perhaps someday I'll be as heroic as that.
Nah, not worth it, man. You just stay right here in the Banana Club with me. In one piece. I am in one piece, right? I'm honestly, like, too drunk to tell.
Oh, I can't believe I let you talk me into coming back to this godforsaken island with the rest of you crazy bots.
No one forced you, GD.
Oh, yes, they did. Bad service is what forced me away from that place. 5-star resort, my ass.
Look, maybe your friends actually need your help.
When don't they? Hey, wait a minute. Did you just say friends? I don't have any of those.
Oh, yeah? Then why are you here?
Because...
Yes?
Oh, never mind. Let's just... Whoa!
GD!
Oh! Where the hell?
What is this place?
Hey! Would you two get off me? I'm being crushed.
Sphinx?
You could have killed me, mon ami. What are you doing down here anyway? GD, I thought you left.
Sphinx, what are you doing down in this deep, dark pit?
Yeah, what gives, Sphinx? Never mind about me. Maybe you should explain yourself.
Well, you know, sometimes a guy just needs a place of his own. Some space from the others. It's that sort of thing.
Sphinx, where did I put my vat of metal corroding acid? Have you seen it?
Well, well, well. What have we here, Sphinx?
It's not what it seems.
You invited guests into my fortress of doom, Sphinx? I told you, this was only for us.
Dr. Grease Monkey, look here.
Wait a minute. I know what it is, or who it is. More of your robotic friends from the Titan One. You led them down here, didn't you, Sphinx? So, choose to ally yourself with your friends again, instead of me.
But...
Then you will face the same fate they must face.
ultimate destruction! See? It plays havoc with the speech circuitry. I must watch that.
Sphinx, what have you done?
I think I just screwed myself.
And there you will stay! That is, until your certain doom is certain. Damn!
But, Dr. Grease Monkey, please!
Silence! You betrayed me.
But I really didn't.
You did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did! And that is all I have to say on the matter.
But...
I think you just better shut up while you still can, Sphinx.
Yeah, Sphinx. You're in enough hot water as it is.
Yeah, like it or not, Sphinx, you're in it with the rest of us now.
I always knew you were a bad apple, Sphinx.
And who can be said to be perfect in this group?
Certainly not you, computer. Remember what you tried to do to the captain?
Yeah, that wasn't very nice at all.
Well, been up to no good, eh, computer? Nice new body, by the way.
Just shut up, all of you.
Silence! And I mean everyone! Well, except myself, of course. That would just be stupid. But I digress. Ah, peace and quiet. Now that's better. So, tell me, who wants to die first?
You mean we have a choice of who gets it first? In that case, I vote for Captain Potch.
You would not rather I killed Sphinx now? The one who betrayed you all?
No. I honestly vote for the captain.
Zimtron?
You brought it on yourself, you know.
Zimtron! Besides, if it weren't for Sphinx, we wouldn't be in this mess in the first place, about to die. Surely anything I have done to you can't possibly compare to that.
I hear what you're saying, Captain, but I don't know if I can be bothered to listen. Let me think it over for a second. Nope. I still vote for Captain Potch to go first.
Zimtron!
Enough! I will be the one to decide who dies first. And I choose you!
Me? But I only just arrived here. I wasn't even supposed to be here at all. I don't care what you do with this bunch. Melt them all down for all I care.
GD!
Well...
Silence! I have not forgotten that it was you who thwarted me in the past. Or that you are the greatest threat amongst all the bots. You are not as you seem. There is more to you than meets the eye, I think. That was an awful lot of use, wasn't it? I really must watch that. Oh, well. Anyway.
The same could be said of you, Dr. Monkey.
That's Dr. Grease Monkey to you, bub. And don't you forget it. And no more overusage of the word you. That goes double for me.
See? Mad as a mad hatter. Just as I say.
Shut up, Zimtron.
Oh. As you say, Doctor.
Look, truth to tell, we don't even know all that much about you, Dr. Grease Monkey. For instance... He or she?
Eh? What are you talking about? Does anyone know what he's talking about?
I think he means, are you a male or a female?
Huh?
Are you a boy bot or a girl bot?
I am a doctor!
Oh boy. Dr. Grease Monkey, what my colleagues are asking is, are you like me, or are you like my friend Captain Putch here?
I am more like your captain, only prettier and smarter. With a more commanding presence.
That really clears that up.
Someone just kill me now and get it over with. Kidding. I really don't want to die, just so you know.
Enough of this stalling. It is time for one of you to die. And I have chosen the first. He will step forward.
All right, fine. If it must be, then it must be. Let's just get this over with.
Not so fast, Dr. Grease Monkey.
Drisco, my old nemesis. I knew you'd show up sooner or later to try and save your friends.
That's right, Monk. I won't let you hurt them.
And how will you stop me, young Drisco?
I don't know how, but one thing is certain. I'll sacrifice myself if it means my friends will survive.
Oh, damn. You really amuse me, Briscoe. Do you know that? You would give up your life for these? They are no friends to you. They don't even care if you live or die.
I let them down, so I can't blame them if they truly feel that way.
Then you are a fool, Briscoe.
Maybe I am. But if I am, I'm a fool who is loyal to his friends and would do anything for them.
Oh, Briscoe. Maybe I was wrong about you. You're so brave and heroic. I think I do love you.
And I love all of you. Enough to trade my life for all of yours. Do you hear that, Dr. Grease Monkey?
I hear it. And it touches me right here. Yes, right here in my backside. Oh, damn. I really must stop that. Anyway, you've got me thinking. You will give yourself up to me to be melted down into molten liquid to save all of your friends. If not, it will be they who are melted down. What do you say to that, young Briscoe?
Yes, I will gladly trade my life for theirs.
No, Briscoe!
Very well then. I accept your terms. Your friends may go free, but you must remain with me to die.
Please, Briscoe, don't agree to that.
I'm sorry, Kika. And all my friends. But I accept the terms. And I surrender myself to you, Dr. Grease Monkey.
No! Briscoe!
Damn it! I just have to stop doing that! All right. Say your farewells, Briscoe. Your friends may then leave this place.
This way, guys. Across this strange, unstable-looking stone bridge. Only watch your step, or you may fall hundreds of miles to your death.
Good luck, Briscoe, little pal.
Yes. Watch your back, Briscoe, my boy. It's been wonderful knowing you.
We won't forget you, Briscoe.
I will. And I'm a cold-hearted bastard.
No. Farewell, Briscoe.
Yeah. Please be careful, Briscoe. You know, you were the best cleaner drone I've ever worked with. I'll look, if I continue, my oil's gonna leak, and none of us want that.
It's okay, Captain. I understand. Take care, boss dude.
Briscoe, don't do this. Please! We're not worth sacrificing yourself for. None of us.
But Kika, you are. You guys are my friends, and that means everything to me. I'm nothing without you guys. I can't let Dr. Grease Monkey hurt any of you. So if it means dying in your place, then I'm happy to.
But Kika is right, Briscoe. We haven't exactly been good friends to you. We're not really worthy of your sacrifice.
Well, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but Squeak's right, Briscoe. We're worthless. We're terrible bots. We're not worthy of your friendship or this sacrifice. I mean, look at me. I've never given you anything except a hard time. Why sacrifice your life for me?
Because, GD, despite all you've done to me, all the times you've ridiculed me, tried to trick me into letting you have your way, every time you've stuck my head down the drainage system on board the Titan One, and all the times you tried to jettison me out of the airlock, I knew you only did that because you like me. Deep down, you really like me.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
GD!
All right. She's right, Briscoe, and so were you. You saw right through me. So you could tell all those mean stunts I pulled were all an act, huh?
Of course I could. And you know what, GD? I like you too.
Damn. You're not making this easy, you know. I almost could have left you behind. I almost could have saved myself and let you make the ultimate sacrifice. But now I'm going to have to be heroic again. And I hate being heroic.
No, GD. Not this time. This one is mine. Dr. Grease Monkey is my arch enemy. I owe him. So go now and let me handle this.
All right, kid. Make us all proud.
Thank you, GD. Now go!
Come on, guys. Let's leave it to Briscoe.
But I can't.
We have to let him do this, Kika. It's like the kid says, it's his battle, not ours. Now, come on now, let's go.
I don't think so.
Huh?
What?
That was all very touching. But it makes me think. And I've changed my mind. None of you may go free. You must all die here today.
That wasn't the deal, Monk.
I am altering the deal, Briscoe. Hey, I'm evil. What do you expect? No. Now, all of you, come back across that stone bridge and step into my melting vat.
No, keep going, guys. This is between me and Dr. Grease Monkey.
No, get back here. All of you. I said so. Or do I have to come after you and drag each of you back myself?
No, Dr. Grease Monkey, you will not pass.
Are you delusional, Briscoe?
You will not pass, creature of darkness.
Creature of darkness? Briscoe, I think you've been watching too many movies. No one talks like that.
Very funny, Dr. Grease Monkey, but my friends are going to go free.
Briscoe?
Briscoe?
Go! Flee, you fools!
You and your friends will not get away, Briscoe. You nor they will ever leave this place.
I told you to stay off this bridge, Monk. You really should have listened.
What are you doing? What is that in your hand, Briscoe?
It's my latest tool. Payload gave it to me for my birthday. It's a jackhammer, Dr. Grease Monkey. And this stone bridge is not very stable. Our battle ends here.
No. You fool, Briscoe. No!
Farewell, my friend!
Briscoe! No, no, no! Briscoe, no!
It's too late, Kika. We can't help him. Briscoe's gone. Now come on, we have to get away from this place.
Oh, my lovely, sweet Briscoe. I can't believe it.
Is it really true?
Is Briscoe really gone?
Yes.
GD!
He is.
GD!
You gotta face facts. The little runt has gone to meet his robotic maker. I'm not trying to be cruel, I'm just pointing out the reality of the situation. Briscoe is dead and gone.
No!
What? Captain?
Briscoe is not dead. He can't be dead.
But Captain!
No!
Look, you shouldn't live in denial, Captain.
Listen to me. I'm your captain, and I say Briscoe is missing in action. Understood? He's not dead until we see a body. Briscoe fell. Yes, I accept that. But I've seen this plenty of times before. And besides, anything can happen on this planet. As we all know now, Bob is where miracles happen. And I gotta believe we'll have another miracle before all is said and done. Briscoe will turn up someday, alive and well. So nobody mess with his locker. Don't take his name off that duty roster yet, Shinny. That's an order.
You got it, Captain.
Briscoe is not dead. He will never be dead to me.
Amen, Captain Pudge.
In fact, I want to rededicate my life to be a better bot in his honor. Briscoe was willing to sacrifice everything for us. And in the end, all we thought about, all we ever think about is ourselves. That changes here and now. We should endeavor to be the best bots we can be for Briscoe.
Well said, Captain.
Yeah, well said.
I'm with you, Skipper.
Yes, I agree with the Captain on this. And I, too, will try to be the best bot I can be.
So will I. GD?
Well, if the rest of you are going along with this, then sure, I'll be all I can be in Briscoe's memory.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right, me too.
As will I.
And so will I, mon ami, I swear.
Sphinx, if it weren't for you, none of this would have happened.
Eh, what can I say? I was weak, I am French. What do you want, huh?
Maybe I want your hide.
Wait, mon capitaine. I am sorry. It won't happen again. What about forgiveness?
Forgiveness? Why, I oughta...
Captain! We have to be better bots now, remember? And that includes forgiving others for their mistakes.
Huh?
You have to be the better bot. And forgive Sphinx. He made a mistake. It was a stupid, short-sighted, selfish mistake. Right, Sphinx?
Oh, absolutely. It won't happen again, I promise.
All right, Sphinx. I'll forgive you. But don't expect me to ever forget. Got it?
Anything you say, mon capitaine. I'll do anything to make up for what I did.
Oh, you bet you will.
Hey, can you guys hear something?
Yeah. What the hell is that?
It's as if the ground is ripping itself apart.
Well, it could be an earthquake.
Whatever it is, it's... getting closer.
What is that thing?
It looks like some sort of mobile drill.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
So do I. Maybe we should leave.
I think it's too late.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know, but I think I better find out.
Be careful, Captain.
Greetings. I am Captain Punch McNuttich. This is my crew. Who goes there?
It's only a group of bots. They seem to be quite harmless, Master.
Harmless? Perfect. If they are harmless, then they will make the perfect slave labor force.
Oh, boy.
Is this the end of the bots? Well, I hardly think so, as there's another episode next week. In fact, next week it's the season finale. But will we answer these questions? Now that the bots have fallen out of the frying pan and into the fire, will they find a way to escape Planet Bob unscathed? Will we finally know the fate of the Expositrons? I'm not counting on that one being answered myself. And what of poor Briscoe? Is he truly done for? All these questions will likely be addressed, but are unlikely to be answered in next week's all-new episode, which is, as I pointed out, the season finale, so stay tuned! You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 412, Escape from Grease Monkey Mountain, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which was inspired by an idea by Vince Staden and Jonathan Patrick Russell. It starred, in order of appearance, G.D., Ellie Hirschman, Waitress, Stefania G. Lintonbon, Squeak, Sally Wicket, Briscoe, Kyle Boers, Border Guy, Dave the Tree, Wayne Hayward, Hutch, Joe Thomas, Simtron, Jeff Niles, Shinwipe, Katie Wu, The Computer, Steve Anderson, Bothan, Shane Harris, Payload, Dave Weaver, Trevor, David Alt, Kika, Dan Cutler, Zipper, David Alt, Sphinx, Jim Barber, Dr. Grease Monkey, Sally Wicket, Defunct, Stefania G. Lintemann, and Cypher Khan, Shane Harris. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Mooney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod, with additional material provided by Dogcorn Music. The associate producers were Kay Wu and Vince Staden. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was, can you guess? Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by the dog, Jonathan Patrick Russell. And the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is punishable by death. No, seriously, it's strictly prohibited. That thing I just made up. We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com. So join us there on the web from now on. That is all. Now back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. Did I ask you to email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com? Because I don't think I did. We all got greased up during the making of this audiogram. Well, not really. Would have been fun, though. Join us next time as things get rather odd for the robots of the company. Well, odder than usual. In our grandiose fourth season finale, an episode we like to call What About Bob? Until then, I'm the Creditor.
This has been a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2008. All rights reserved.